You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place.
Stop me if you've already heard this about me, but I love cycling. Cycling's a big passion of mine, especially as I'm getting older in years and I have kind of that high school athlete syndrome. I love getting out there on the bike, but I want to tell you about what happens when I get on the bike. Sometimes I go for a 15-mile ride or a 30-mile ride, and at the beginning, I'm feeling great. I'm all dressed up. You know, there's a certain vanity that cyclists have. You know, they like to look good. You know, they got their Lycra on, they got their helmet on, everything matches. It matches with my shoes. My socks are at a certain level, and I'm getting out there on the bike, and I'm feeling good just about getting out there. And I'm like, I feel great. I'm gonna just conquer this thing. And so I start out on my ride, and then I go up the first hill, and it's still, even the first hill, it's like, gosh, I feel strong. I feel great. But somewhere along the way, all the time, I'm like, wow, I don't feel so good. I'm exhausted. And then I start thinking and my mind wanders and these feelings come up within me like, why am I even out here? This is miserable. I'm hating this whole experience. And then just, you know, 2 or 3 minutes later, I'm at the crest of the hill and I'm like, wow, look back there. I conquered that hill, didn't I? Wow, I feel awesome. I feel so good right now. I'm so glad I'm out and it's such a beautiful day. And then I come around a corner and then there's terrible pavement and some car goes by me too close and I'm like, gosh, I don't even know why I cycle anymore. This is ridiculous. And then I'll come around another corner and this beautiful scenery will just open up. Every now and then a deer pops out and I ride alongside the deer and sometimes the sun's going down and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had. I'm telling you this story because Psalm 27, the scripture for this day on this second Sunday of Lent is a lot like my bike rides. There's this high, there's this beauty, there's this confidence, there's this strength that we have sometimes, and that David had when he was writing it about how good it is. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? It's kind of like the beginnings of my bike ride. There's times in our life when we feel so confident, when everything's just gelling together so beautifully, and we feel good about our relationship with the Lord, we feel good about our relationship with those whom God has entrusted us with, and all is good. And then there's other times when it just feels like rotten. Like when we don't feel good about ourselves or our actions or our words and we've sinned and we've engaged in things that we know were wrong for us but we couldn't help it and we feel terrible about ourselves. That's what Psalm 27 is about. It's like this conversation that Dave is having with God. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not so good. I'm wondering about you, because I wonder about this myself. Are there times in your life when you're absolutely full of assurance, that blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, oh, what a foretaste of glory divine? And then seemingly with a negative conversation or a turn of events, do you find yourself just really down in the dumps, anxious, worried inside? I think that's what this Psalm 27 is about. It's about the ups and the downs and the twists and the turns of our cycling through life. Love this whole beginning, especially when we're thinking about the huge conflict that's happening right now in Ukraine and Russia. It feels good to be able to claim and to really feel inside this confidence of the Lord is my light and my salvation. I have nothing to fear. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid of? I hope that and pray that for the Ukrainian people. I hope that and pray that for people around the world and even in my own community, in my own family. I want this confidence for us to all have. I want us to have that at Grace Presbyterian Church. This confidence in the Lord, especially when we go through difficult times in our family lives, in our church life, in our national lives as a country, in our lives as our whole world is watching the events in Ukraine unfold. I want to have this confidence of the Lord being our light, our salvation, and that we don't have anything to fear. And yet, like my bike ride, seemingly the same day, seemingly a minute or two later, seemingly just after stating those words of confidence, I think within all of us, we have the other side. But what if it doesn't all work out? What if evil wins? What if all the difficulties that we're seeing out there and the challenges that we're facing in our lives, what if we all fall apart at the seams? You see that in Psalm 27 as well. Beginning in verse 7, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud." It's like David started out with this confidence, but now he's saying, "Lord, it's almost like you don't even hear me. Are you even hearing me? My supplications, my worries, my prayers of anxiety coming to you? Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me." Exclamation point. You'll see it in there. "Thou hast said, seek ye my face. My heart says to thee, thy face, Lord, I seek." I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to church. I'm reading scripture. I'm trying to have positive thoughts, but things aren't working out. You see this doubt creeping in. All these things are happening, God. Turn not the servant away in thy anger. Thou who hast been my help, cast me not off. God, don't forsake me. Isn't that amazing? Started out this psalm with "The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" And now we've moved to "God, don't you dare forsake me." My bike ride goes like this as well. Psalm 27, David's writings and reflections, his prayers go like this. And also, our world seems to go like this. Here we are coming out of 2.5 years of isolation with the COVID virus. COVID-19 shut us all down. I remember last Sunday Justin and I went over, and with a couple other pastors, we joined together in our first Winds of Grace worship service. And as we were offering communion to people, people were coming up and with tears in their eyes. Because this is the first communion service that they've had, the first time for many of them that they've been in a larger group like this. And it meant so much to them. It meant so very much to them. The Lord felt like it was their light and their salvation. That there's nothing to fear. We've come out of this COVID virus. And then seemingly minutes later, seemingly just in the same time period, we've got a whole war starting up in Eastern Europe. Russia, Ukraine. It's like the disparity between the goodness and the wonderful positive things that are happening, and then right next to it, all this negative, challenging things that are going on. It's like, how do we deal with that disparity? I think that's really what the season of Lent is all about. It's about just pausing for a little while, pausing for a moment and reflecting about our lives, about the goodness, about the times when we feel confident and assured and blessed by our relationship with God and how things are going so beautifully and wonderfully. And at the same time, being honest about the places in our lives where there is decay, where there is spiritual difficulty, where there is sickness, where there is difficulty and challenge. You know, this is a time introspectively when we think about these things, this 40 days, these 40 days of Lent preparing for Easter. You know, Easter is really all about life and death, or death and life, or life and death, and life and death. That's what Easter, that whole weekend's all wrapped up. You've got Good Friday, this terrible sadness, this the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane that can't stay awake for Jesus. You've got these tears of blood that are shed. You've got a death that happens that's so horrific as the stories we hear coming out of Ukraine. And then seemingly the same weekend, within a three-day period, we have life, unexpected life, surprising life, death and life, it's all wrapped up together in the lives that we lead. And that's what this time of introspection of Lent is all about. There's an old story that comes out of the Native American tradition, the Cherokee Nation in particular, about two bears. And one of the elders of the tribe comes forward and he describes to the young people of the tribe. He says, you know, there's two bears living within each one of us. There's this bear of negativity that is eating at us. And there's this bear of positivity that's also eating at us. And they're going to fight to the death. The bear of positivity is saying all is good and there is hope and there is encouragement and there is joy and there is peace. And that bear's fighting hard within us. And then there's another bear of this negativity, of despair, of helplessness, of hopelessness, that everything we're going through in life is just not worth it. It's all in vain. And those two bears are going at it within us. Do you feel those bears challenging with one another within yourself in this season of Lent? Do you feel those two bears fighting one another in this passage out of Psalm 27? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? But then on the other hand, Lord, don't you dare forsake me. There's these two bears fighting with one another. So the elder describes this to the young people, and one of the young people raises his hand and says, well, elder, which bear wins? To which the elder says, the one you feed, young man. The one you feed. Again, this is a season of Lent, a time of introspection, a time of thinking about the good and the bad and life and death within our own lives. Which one are you feeding? Which one are you coming out to? Which bear are you focusing on the most? And how are you feeding that bear? I see this in Psalm 27. And you know who wins? Which bear wins? And for David, on this day at least, the positive bear. The bear that provides hope and encouragement and even joy in the midst of the struggle. Yes, David started out with, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? But then he also railed against God about, God, listen to me. It's not even like you're paying attention to me. God, don't forsake me. But Ben, listen to these closing words once again. I believe, he says, it's a conscious choice to feed that positive bear. He's saying, in the midst of everything that we're going through, I'm going to believe. I'm going to stand on this principle. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord. And it's not just in the future when we all die and go to heaven. It's right now in the land of the living. I believe right now, I'm going to take a stand. I believe I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm going to look for the good in everything. Wait for the Lord, he concludes. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yea, wait for the Lord. My friends, there's so much disparity within our lives, and even on just one given day of Lent. We have highs and we have lows. We have these twists, and we have these turns, we have these external things going on around us and within us that in many ways we can't control. But you know what we can control? Our reaction to what's happening. You and I can choose like David did, that we can believe and we can stand and take a stand saying, I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord. Which bear are you feeding? Where will you end up in your up and down, twisting and turning struggle? Choose life. Choose positive. Choose joy. Allow that joy and positive energy and allow those goodness and blessings to pile up so that it's overflowing. This is a season of Lent. And we put down those things where we're focused on negativity and we empty ourselves of that so that we can then fill ourselves with the goodness of the Lord. May it be so for you this day and this season and in this life. Thanks be to God. Amen.